Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. U.S. employers added more jobs than expected in February, the Labor Department reporting 275,000 additional jobs last month. That was a substantial bump up from the previous month's revised figures. NPR's Scott Horsley says on balance, the latest numbers are pretty good.
We still have a job market that's very solid, although revised figures do show hiring was not quite as strong in December and January as initially reported. That's a good reminder that these numbers can bounce around from month to month. In February, we saw hiring in lots of different industries, retail, restaurants, healthcare, construction, but we're not seeing the kind of mad scramble for workers we once were.
NPR Scott Horsley, the unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.9%, still a historically low number, where despite strong jobs growth and employment and easing inflation, many Americans still have a negative view of the U.S. economy. President Joe Biden, during his State of the Union address last night, announced the idea of putting a temporary offshore pier in place off the coast of Gaza to ferry in much-needed aid. However, the Pentagon spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder, is saying that is not going to happen overnight. Ryder, speaking to reporters, also made it clear U.S. troops will not be going to Gaza itself.
The concept that is being planned involves the presence of U.S. military personnel on military vessels offshore, but does not require U.S. military personnel to go ashore.
The pier being built as a temporary causeway for the delivery of much-needed humanitarian aid to Gaza. Israel, which continues its war against Hamas, has blocked many shipments from coming in via truck. Former President Trump is hosting Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the Hungarian leader is not slated to meet with President Biden during a visit to the U.S.
Viktor Orban is a longtime ally of Trump's, and the two men have maintained a close relationship after Trump's time in the White House. At one point, Trump praised the nationalist Hungarian leader as a great man. It's a different situation with President Biden, and there has been no White House invitation. Orban annoyed the administration by delaying the ratification of Sweden's membership to NATO. He also has close ties to Russia and has refused to send weapons to Ukraine. And he's held up the European Union to provide aid packages to Kyiv. Earlier this week, Orban said that only Trump's return as president could help bring peace to Ukraine. Presumably, that would come in the form of a victory for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks pulled back slightly from their recent record highs. The market initially rising after the mixed February jobs numbers, but losing ground as some key tech shares edged lower. The Dow fell 68 points to 38,722. The Nasdaq was down 188 points. The S&P 500 closed down 33 points today. You're listening to NPR. Senate lawmakers are looking to approve a $460 billion spending bill package ahead of a midnight deadline. That vote aimed at averting a possible government shutdown that would only get lawmakers halfway to where they need to be. The measure advanced on a key test vote to limit debate, but it's not clear whether senators can avoid a short shutdown amid concerns about the amount of spending in the bill. The Pentagon says it's checked and did not find anything out there. A new report by the military looked back at decades of UFO sightings and found no evidence of alien spacecraft. Here's NPR's Greg Myrie.
Pentagon researchers reviewed UFO claims dating all the way back to 1945. Many turned out to be spy planes, satellites, weather balloons, or drones. But there's no evidence, the Pentagon says, of extraterrestrial technology. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder says, quote, most sightings were ordinary objects and phenomena and the result of misidentification. The report also addresses conspiracy theories, saying it found no information that the U.S. government was covering up evidence of aliens. The 63-page report is the most detailed document ever released by the Pentagon on the topic. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Under increased pressure from European regulators, device maker Apple says it intends to allow video game maker Epic Games to set up an alternative store for iPhone apps in Europe. The abrupt about-face, the latest development in an ongoing battle between Apple and Epic, maker of the popular video game Fortnite. Apple was recently hit with a nearly $2 billion fine by EU regulators for its dominant position in music streaming. This is NPR.